It was a competitive doubleheader for you guys. First game, I know, was a heartbreaker, but I thought your kids really bounced back and fought hard in that second game, just could not get anything going.
We just didn't hit the ball again today. And it's just, I don't know, this wind is really tough to kind of get used to a little bit. We just need to figure out what we're doing on the field, too. So just kind of made a few mental mistakes, and we're just in our head right now at the plate, and just got to figure it out.
That first game, boy, what a pitcher's duel. Your defense, both defenses are playing really well, and then you kind of got that timely hit there in the sixth inning, up 2-0, and then Holcomb kind of came back. You knew that they were a strong enough team, and they kind of took advantage of some mistakes for you guys in the top of the seventh, and guys fought hard there, and that was a tough one to drop.
You know, I mean, we just got to know that, like, as a senior, that you should know that if we're up by two, we can sacrifice by one run and get that out, and we didn't execute, and, you know, once again, I should have called a timeout and talked about it, but, you know, I trust my players. I trust they do know this game, and I just need to start calling more timeouts and talking to the girls about situations and, you know, doing my job a little better.
Well, game two just kind of got away from you. Just wasn't Bailey's day, but I thought your kids fought hard there in that second game. Cheyenne just pitched a hell of a doubleheader here today.
You know, Cheyenne's one of the toughest kids I've ever met in my entire life, and so is Mallory. And to be able to pitch and catch in this weather, that shows, you know, it shows a lot. And not once did Cheyenne or Mallory ever complain about the wind. And, you know, I'm proud of them and the way they work together.
Boy, you had a nice play by Shelby Lissenby, fighting the wind there with that diving catch in game two.
Yeah, that was really nice.
It was, and I know the one player you had in the nine hole today, Jordan Coe, I know she didn't get a hit in the first game or second game, but I thought she took some pretty good bats there in that second game against Corinne Johnson and fought hard there but ended up striking out.
She's definitely battling, that's for sure. She's really trying to figure out her zone and, you know, she's trying to be a competitor.
I know this doubleheader kind of stings a little bit here today. It had to be called there. It was bad here at the end. But you guys have to regroup. You're going to face a really tough Cimarron team on Tuesday.
Yeah. You know, hopefully we get some better weather. And, we just got to regroup and figure out what's going on with our hitting and really try to get out of our heads.
Hopefully a road trip and a couple of wins get you back on the right side of things Tuesday, Coach. Thank you for stopping by and hearing the post game, and please don't blow away on your way home.
Thank you.